of Betochen. We've magdered as a tzaddik betoizlo and tzaddik beralo. In order to get into the world, which we see is a higher level of tzaddik beralo, you need to go through first the period of tzaddik betoizlo in order to build the track record and the relationship. And then you can go into a matter of tzaddik beralo, and that's when you really get the ava and the relationship. So we said that the Hashem's hiding himself, so to speak, is a concept of going up a level. He's going from the Chovas HaLevavos' definition of betochen, which is that if you get to a level of betochen, you get whatever you ask for, is hachone and a lower level than the ultimate, which is Rashi. Rashi's definition of betochen is the highest possible level a person gets to. We'll have to get to a pshat later, why Rashi in pshat in Chumash gives us the highest possible level of betochen that a person can ever reach. First, it's supposed to be pshat. It's supposed to be dargaz there. So we'll have to understand why that's pshat. But be that as it may, that's where we're holding at the moment on the Kuf Ayin base. Ha-Hesna Aliyah B'Darga. Hiding, Hashem's hiding himself and us working the doors. He's actually an Aliyah. We feel like we've just been dumped. This is actually a higher spiritual level. Watch. Mikan V'Eilech, Kaimus Aliyah B'Darga. From the switching off the lights round about Bayis Chumen, Bayis Rishon, you know, they're sort of like lingering on for Bayis Sheni, but really the lights went off with Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni was a very poor, it was a very poor replica of Bayis Rishon. There was an Aron, there was no Menorah, it was a different, you know, the Kalim was the original one, it was a different world, the Gamre. Kasher nichnasim l'mokum seifer, l'bechinas cheine yichudim akosh bochu. When you go into a dark place, into the so-called cheine yichud with Hashem, you find out for yourself and you discover in yourself that anoichi, that anoichi Hashem lakech Hashem tzeich meret Mitzrayim, that giloy and hasinai where Kosh Baruch Hu was megala anoichi Hashem Hashem tzeich meret Mitzrayim, that anoichi, yeah, who gam anoichi shel anoichi esta asip panamir, is exactly the same anoichi in the pasuk that says, and I will surely hide my face from them. Which means the anoichi of the tati giving a big kiss is the same tati, the anoichi of the tati giving a pat. You know, I think it is a wonderful shiur about Tisha B'Av, and that Tisha B'Av is an opportunity to get closer to Hashem than any other day of the year, from this you thought. Because Tisha B'Av is Abba giving you a pat. All the other chagim are Abba giving you presents, sukkahs and pesach and Abba doing good things for you. Tisha B'Av is sitting on the floor and Abba giving you a patch. Only Abba gives a Ben a patch. Everybody can buy the kid a sweet. Yeah, he said, look, kid, run across the road and the bus misses him by a head break, right? So all the people, why are you okay? King and the woman gives him a sucker, he doesn't tell him, have a glass of water or whatever. One guy comes up and he goes, I told you not to cross the street. Who's that? That's Dad. Why is that dead? Because Dad loves him more than anybody else. So he knows, I don't want this to happen again. That's what Tisha B'Av is, the whole shir, and what Tisha B'Av is an opportunity to get closer to Hashem at the end of the day of the year. He's talking about the light of Tisha B'Av. Enormous, enormous aura, agonis, that shines on Tisha B'Av. Interesting way of looking at Tisha B'Av. He also has a very interesting mahalach on Tisha B'Av. To be that as it may, that's being sought as well here. Is that when it's dark and it's hidden, so you have to go and discover in yourself that that Hashem, but you don't have a time with Hashem, Hashem, that's the Hashem, that's the Hashem. But that's not such an easy one, okay? Rebecca gave a shmooze here a while ago on why it's so hard to get warm and cuddly with somebody who cooked up an Auschwitz. You know what's the rest of the shmooze? So you come out of that shmooze, now how do I know that Hashem loves me? Yeah? Well, you go looking for the full of others, and you learn some of Pinkus, and you got some of the towel, whatever, you know, you go look around, and you open your head, you can understand how much Hashem loves you, right? So you start getting all warm and cuddly with Hashem, right? And then someone says, Auschwitz. So somehow it's hard for that warm and cuddly to sound the radar screen when you had a problem. You once gave a whole schmooze on how you can stay warm and cuddly even in Auschwitz. But you yell that there's a real problem there. You know, I could be driving home and I get a flat tire, right? That's a real pain. Yeah? But I can stay warm and cuddly with Hashem and know that he loves me, yeah? Auschwitz? The Inquisition? 2,000 years of trauma? You're going to stay warm and cuddly with a guy that did that? That takes a little bit of doing, yeah?
So the same Anoichi that took out of Mitzrayim and did all the stuff that made you warm and cuddly with it, that's exactly the same Anoichi that put you in Auschwitz. Now if you're going to Auschwitz first, you can't stay warm and cuddly, because there was no warm and cuddly to start with. This guy's mad, he's going to Auschwitz, but it's the same guy that for 2,000 years has been mummers holding your hand and doing what's best for you, suddenly you get a patch. So you realize, intellectually at least, no one's asking you to get this emotionally clear yet. 2,000 years of Jewish trauma is not being absorbed by us so well yet. We haven't dealt with it. Most of us haven't dealt with our own little traumas, you know? The traumas that have been done milk this morning for coffee, I haven't got over yet. So don't ask me to deal with 2,000 years of Jewish trauma, but the trauma is dealt with by the fact that I know that this trauma is caused by the same person that caused me coming out of the tribe. And by the way, the same person that put me in the tribe. And when I came out of Mitzrayim, I understood how every moment of Mitzrayim was the best thing that could have happened to me. I've had experience with that already. So I trust this experience, even if not emotionally, but at least intellectually, I trust the process. Kedai lahazbir, you saw it there, Hashem matshtachi hu nira temur. In order to understand this with a real proper perspective, it's very difficult. How can it be that the Hester Pony was an Aliyah Ladaga? How can it be better? You know, I'm Dovah to Hashem and I'm Kivin to Hashem, I'm with Hashem and I'm seeing the Shechina and the miracles and I'm in a Mamash or Matzav or whatever else I get and a Tzadik Matovel or whatever, and you tell me, yeah, now throw you in prison. And you go, wow, look how I've gone. There's a problem with that, right? Let's try and make this more real with a marshal. A father and a son are playing hide and seek. You know the game? Yeah. The father hides away and the father has to find it. When the kid's three, as a av mitchabe mitachas ha-shulchan omer chore ha-delet. The father hides under the table, or he hides behind the door. Because there's no tashif, no yechili mitzvah, the kalut. Why? Because you can't expect the kid to go look in the washing machine, yeah? Because under the table, a 3-year-old, that's already, wow, you know, he thought to look under the table. When the kid says you're under the table, that's boring. Yeah? That's like getting the cheat code to Space Invaders. They push one button and all the aliens die. It's a bit boring, yeah? No one plays that game. You're the machshir on that. Our frustration is an integral part of the geshmak we get in life. If there's no frustration, life would be horrible. And you want all the difficulties. And you proved it to the rabbis. You play Space Invaders. Then you get the cheat code, yeah? You push one button, all the aliens die. How long would you carry on playing the game for? Life's like that, yeah? You get the cheat code and all the aliens die, and nobody would stay around. What makes it geshmak is the fact that you're a real rough day today, and you battle and you struggle and whatever. And at the end, you want to kill one alien. Oi, the schmuck. Don't kill your bank manager, okay? Another alien, but. So when the kid's young, you make it easier for him to find you. The course of Ben Dodd, you say, Mansia, Avnikoy, Mishad Hashem, Mitzram, Chim, Yote, Heichel, Istate. As the kid gets older, the father's got to get more creative and find more clever places to hide away. Look, Rabbein Moisef Aviv Heim Mishtashim Yachdav Zeim Zeh. When the son finally does find the father 45 minutes later, oh, do they get happy together, yeah? Hunere mikach sheyesh lo bnei chacham ha-metzliach limtso oto bekol minei mekoyme shelo ila ala da shu yoich limtso sham. The father gets enormous nachas that the son is so clever that he can find any places that no one will ever thought of. And the son gets lots of nachas, I'm saying this, because he overcame very difficult challenges to get to his father. And the greatest message you can do for people that you know is give them difficult challenges to overcome. Don't make life easy for them. Because there's a geschmack in having overcome a difficulty. You have a problem and you eventually solve it. Oh, it's a geschmack. All apologies to the sponsor, yeah? Okay. But he knows. Aben got over half of the boy. Now the son already is a total teenager. I tell you, they ask kilo yalu lo shum tachachumit. Ulam remorz zoi shulcha pets nishtashem b'noi. Now the father knows wherever he hides, the guy's going to find it. There's no way he can ask from the son anymore. The son's already 18 years old. He's not, you know, he's got the keys to the car already.
But they still want to play together. So what game are they going to play? What are you going to play with an 18-year-old? It's a bit of a problem, yeah? The father comes up with a very clever idea. He gets his Yisrael, or Yisrael is sent into a forest, yeah? And the son's mother's walking around this dark forest, petrified. Can't see, and he's petrified, doesn't worry, he's going to get out of here. All he can hear is the deep breathing of the animals in the dark. Yeah? These little eyes peering out of you in the dark. The Peter Roy Arya Mukarevala. He told me he sees a lion prowling him. The Rega Rishonumabedes, he loses his mind. He almost goes out of his cave. Yeah? You ever seen a lion coming at you? I've ever come to me when I was in a corner, I nearly lost my shaitel, okay? So imagine when you're lost in a forest and you don't know where you are, and this lion starts, you know, taking an interest in you. Achmiyad, who meet Ases Vashoyshev. After he gets his shaitel back, he thinks to himself, hold on a second. Me Ashli Chotielayal, you're coming into this forest. Abishani, my father's coming here. Abba, oh, my father that loves me. It must be this lion is my father dressed up as a lion. Who else could it be? My father wouldn't turn into a lion dead. So he walks up to the lion, mamash, confidently. I knew this was you. It's like the Brisker Robert cheat, by the way, in the war when he's running away from the Nazis. Ain't no Edno Vare says, you, Mr. Nazi, you, my other, so I'm not scared of you. And this is the fun set, when you're holding them at level, they let you go. You understand that this can't be anything other than my other. Why am I in this mustard? Why am I in this situation? My other threw me up. Oh, so then you, other. Intellectually, it's not so difficult to understand. Problem starts from the neck down. How much nachas does the father get when he sees incredible chokhmah that his son had, and how much trust the son had in the relationship that existed? Who his lahavim ki ima abba yishlichato leyad? Hey, this is a mamshich lesachekim moi b'machboim. El shapamu mitzabeb b'tmusarim. He understands this is a continuation of the game that they've been playing hide and seek. He understands he's over still hiding in a lion's clothing. This is a continuation of the game. The same way, he's up was hiding under the table, and he had a hard time finding him, and then he found him, and then the other started hiding in the loft, and then he started hiding in the washing machine. He understood that this is just an upgrading of the game. The muscle. A God's Baruch Nikra, Kel HaMistatel, the hidden God. No. Hidden God. Ha'ilam or Miloshin Helam. The word Ilam, this whole world, is from the word Helam, to hide. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitchabev and Helam mitanu with Havgidai Nehulu Galutot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hides himself in this world called Helam is a big mosque, and our job is to get Hashem to take off the mosque. That's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu said, hold on, if there's a palace, there must be someone who made the palace. Hashem said, hello, here I am. Well, your friend's wearing a mask because he doesn't want you to know who he is. Right? The minute you say, hey, how's it, Adam? What do? Take off your mask. There's no point in wearing the mask anymore because the guy knows who you are. That's world mask. It's kept this whole thing on world mask because of this just does. How to take the mask off. How to see the world as nothing other than Hashem who's giving you a chance to play hide and seek with him. That's all. When Israel was very immature, the Shanim Kadmoni is a cause for holy. He says that's my cloud of cloud. Hashem didn't even hide himself. In Tinoit Katin, he actually is a head for Machbim. With a 6 week old baby, you can't play hide and seek, right? So you don't even hide. The child cries, you pounce on him straight away. In that moment of our birth, coming out of Mitzrayim, coming out of the womb of Mitzrayim, in that moment, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us the same as a peasant revealed himself to a one-day-old baby. 24 hours a day, the mother and father, mamash, were suffering with the child. L'achamichayim nichnas l'amizir l'avadwayr. Think of it, I'm going to chat on chomet. Why would someone make me on chomet? We don't think that we make back make me even on chazir. Yeah? We're not going to search in your houses once a year for chazir. Why would someone make me on chomet? He says, have you ever noticed that Maxfidio on a one-year-old baby to sterilize the bottles and to make sure that visitors don't come and you wash your hands 50 times? So when you have a newborn baby, slowly sells a newborn baby that's just been born, so you're very, very Maxfid on any possible bacteria that can get into their system. So the worst possible bacteria for a little Jewish baby is chomet. So, because that's the beginning of... You don't go hide and seek with a six-day-old baby. You know? Went to the moments of Hester Potim and there were walls and the Christian were there and then the miracle happened. But it wasn't like in Israel, it was just one big dazzle razzle of blood. Hippogoni later, we got older, because both with Chabeh, Baishchum, Baishrishon. Hashem held himself away, hid himself away in Baishchum and Rishon. Achshub Gilam Yotov, we revealed him, we signed him again. Hippogoni was the Yosef. We grew older, because both with Chabeh, Baishchum, Baishchum, Hashem hid himself, Mamash in the area. He hid himself in the month of Av, which is called Dadi, which is the Mazel of Arya. Who Hachim is Betaini, he was sold by a Shadi. He's a Bechirim, he got a ton of Matan, and he was out of Eretz Yisrael. But here's the Mamshech, and it's getting darker and darker and darker. And we're getting deeper and deeper into the forest, and we can't find a way out. I'm telling you now, get this into your heads properly. There is no way out. You can't get out of it. This one is winning at the moment, you can't get out. Forget about it. You can send Peres to talk to Obama, and you can send Netanyahu to go talk to Hamas, and you can talk the whole day long, okay? This is getting deeper and deeper into the box. There's only one way out of this one. It's called Tshuva. Kali Yisrael, this Tshuva Mashiach will come, and if they don't, then you're deeper and deeper into the quicksand. There's no other way, you're in quicksand. You know you get a quicksand? Someone throws you a rock. Another way. And the rock's not going to come to with your tshuva. The rock is not going to come to with your tshuva, and we will do tshuva. If it's Eishet Torah that gets us to the tshuva, or it's the World Islam Center gets us to the tshuva, I don't know, but there's a kiruv organization there that's going to get to you. One of the kiruv organizations is going to get to you. You choose. Well, then these adverts, you know, drinking and driving, you know, you're going to have to call somebody. So they have a picture of a cop. No, someone's going to give you a ride. You know, it's going to be a cop, or the ambulance, or the hearse, you know, or taxi cabs at night. You know, that's an advert I'm going to run for now. Someone's going to get you to the tshuva, you know? Al-Qaeda, Eishet Torah, Gateways, your own seichel. You know, you have to call somebody. You might as well, you know, might as well call daddy. Here's the manchik, the course on him Nichnosim Yaisalaima Kabalas, so the degree of getting deep into the Golas, I have to make a bear. The darkness gets deeper. I go both with Rabbe and the Kaimishani, Kimaslo Malim of the Tavisha, Abba Mitrabebe. Hashem's hiding away places you can't even begin to imagine you would have hidden them. Even when you find it, you think, wow, how did that? Sure, I would never have thought of finding Hashem in that moment. Personal moments, you've got to look for them, eh? הקוש ברוך מתגבר ואהוי סודת אך אוויר שבשמיים מתענג ומשתשע עם בונו הקוש ברוך הוא סטרנג לבי וונדפל טעם וביסן שתומי מצליח עם הגול אותו בכל מוקם ובכל מצב when we find the shim in all the matzovim we go to stages personally because the matzovim you don't need to get out of certain matzovim there's certain matzovim for the somebody else a child sick whatever you and you think there's no way out of this right and because you see the Yeshua come from somewhere you never thought it was going to come from yeah what's that It's the Shema. You just found Hashem in a hiding place you would never have thought of. Yeah? Oh! So you know, that's when you kiss and you hug again. Hashem says, okay, I'm counting to 20. So counting to 20, I'm hiding again. And then he goes and he hides again. And then it gets, oh! And he's been looking for 6 weeks and he can't find him. It's the top book. Turns out really the bank manager that was Hashem. You get a kiss from the bank manager, you realize. Until Adam Shidavka Hester Machoshech Muchichim Ki Bagonu, it's Davka the degree of Nishayin and darkness that you experience that testifies to how much you've gone up. But Ki Aleinu Bedargus, and we've gone up the Dargus. Ketoitso Mikach HaKos Baruch Hu Tzarech Lissateh Ad Yosef. You've gone up to a higher level. Oh, so Hashem has to hire more sophisticated places. Well, the Nazis have done a shuv and shuv aim nim shaykh the galot at all. And we have to more and more try to reveal him in those difficult dark places. On a higher level. Yes. If you want to tie it, that what we have today is the hardest story that they have. Sometimes along a journey you get a specific master that's needed for a specific time and place. That's a hasta upon it. That's much worse than anything else. And you come out of that, and then there's a nice life again. And you have a nice time, and we spend some time together hanging and playing. And then it goes back to a dark situation. It says that Golas Yishmael will be the most difficult Golas we have. And before she seemed to be clear that it doesn't mean we're going to have another Auschwitz. It's going to be a different type of difficulty. The guys in Auschwitz, while they had a terrible time, okay, a lot of guys there were holding on spiritual levels you can't imagine. Yeah? People danced into gas chambers, seeing a mountain of money in their mind. We have a different psychological mystery today where we don't even have that. But you're right, we don't understand enough about Auschwitz to compare it or whatever. But vice versa, at a spiritual level, this is much darker than that. Much darker. Much darker. When you see the lion coming at you, when you see the lion coming at you, yeah, and you know that that could be your daddy, you know, there's not as difficult as when you're in the forest day after day after day and you don't see any lion. And you don't see any daddy. And daddy's not coming and you don't know where your next meal's coming from. And a berry drops from the tree, so you eat a berry and you survive one more day. Yeah? Yeah, he speaks about it earlier. When you're in Auschwitz, you were getting punched, you were getting clapped, you were someone to talk to, there was a lion that you could relate to as daddy. The world we live in today, it's just pitch black and there's no one out there. You feel totally alone and isolated. I'm not saying individuals didn't feel that in the Holocaust, whatever. I'm just saying that the global matter is that people have just got no shaykhs, any ruch, and thought. It's much more difficult than so. People out there aren't even sort of like hanging in saying, well, Mashiach's going to come on, hang in. We're just like lost. Dark, lost. Those guys are standing out. A scholar could attack those people. Then a scholar can't attack the Jewish people. In order to get caught by the scholar, you have to be thinking. Who's thinking out there today? Go to Ben Yehuda and try and engage somebody in a deep philosophical conversation in order to turn him into a scholar next. Go to any yeshiva today and try and attack somebody intellectually and try and turn him into a scholar next. No one's thinking. Today the goof is just raging. Much worse to say. And with a much deeper scholar. If you can engage a guy at a scholar level, you can engage him at a Rabbi Akiva Eiger level. Even in the Kiruv world, you talk to people out there in Kiruv, they'll tell you, no one's discussing Aristotle today. No one's coming into Eishet Torah because they have deep spiritual sort of, you know, they've been out in the Himalayas and they, you know, they were taking drugs and they had spiritual experiences and they wonder what Jesus Christ has to offer. People are crawling in battered and bruised, saying like, hey, can I have a cup of coffee? Like, you know, where can I hang out and just like, I'm going to have to deal with the real world. That's Kiruv today. That's the danger we in yeshiva face today. It's a constant battle. You have to fight against it every moment of the day that you don't slip into that darkness. That when you're in yeshiva, you stand up. You can walk into yeshiva and laugh flat on your face. The job when you walk into yeshiva is to stand up and make sure you keep standing up. All right, let's stop. Better, no, it would be much better had